Is who is Georgie?
Hi, thank you. Thank you for asking me to share. Hi, my name is Georgina. I'm an addict, alcoholic. Yeah, it's really nice to be asked to share. I think I just agreed because my story is such a story of like not giving up, because there were a lot of relapses in my recovery and I didn't get clean straight away. So I wanted to share because it's such a nice thing to get asked to do a share, and also because I know that from experience that by not giving up and keeping on coming back, that's how I got clean. So I got clean 2014 on Boxing Day. So I just celebrated 3 years of recovery, and thank you. And I was like over the moon about being 3 years clean, predominantly because I had 3 years clean about a very, very long time ago. And I came into the fellowship, I came into AA when I was like 19. I had a drinking problem. And so I got sober, and I stayed sober for 3 years. And then I moved to the other side of the world, and I went traveling, and I was still very young. I was 22, and I met a lot of people, and I thought, I'm not really an alcoholic. Like, that was just a period of time in my life. I had a drinking problem. You know, I'm young, I'm fine, I'm recovered now, everything's fine. And it was very different. My using then was completely different to my using after that and my clean time now. They're completely separate things, because I hadn't started using hard drugs. I was drinking like everybody else, but I couldn't stop, and that was why I decided that I had a problem. I come from a family of alcoholics, but both my parents are alcoholics. So I guess I thought that I should have known better, that if they were drinking, why was I drinking? So didn't entirely make sense to me, but I knew that I didn't want to do what they were doing, so that's why I stopped. I went traveling and I started drinking again, and it was fine for a period of time, but I still didn't think I was an alcoholic. I just thought that I was a bit crazy. I was a bit crazy as I was drinking, like it was just, you know, a little bit much, but who wasn't a bit much at 22, you know? So I was like, it's fine, I fit in. And I think that I wanted to fit in. I wanted to fit in with other people. I wanted people to like me. I don't think I liked myself very much, or, you know, knew a lot about what I wanted. But I think what has been important for me in my recovery is that it's not about the drugs, it's not about the alcohol, it's the fact that I was an addict and an alcoholic, and I had problems of addiction, and for as long as I could remember, I was always trying to fill that hole inside of me. Like, it started with overeating when I was younger, and then it turned into undereating, and then I wouldn't eat, and then I was addicted to being thin, and then came the alcohol, and then came smoking weed, and then came the party drugs, and it was just like a repetitive cycle of anything or fixating on a person to make me feel better. So there was like a spiritual void. I just felt like there was this hole. And then I had a breakdown, and I was just so sad. And I got into a very toxic relationship with somebody who was a very hardcore drug addict. And they suggested I try some of their drugs to calm me down. So I knew that wasn't good. That wasn't a good idea. But at the same time, I didn't really know what to do. I didn't know what to do about how I felt. I just didn't feel okay. So I agreed. I took some of his drugs and I felt better. And that was great because I just felt like a sense of relief, like I feel okay. And that was the first time I tried heroin. And I say the drug because that was my drug, you know. But it didn't start with that, and I think that's what's important. It started very small. It started with alcohol. Then it went, you know, I just basically wanted anything to feel better or feel okay. And I knew that that was not good, so I wanted to stop using, like, right from the start. I was like, this is not good. This is not okay. I need to stop doing this. So I thought, you know, I will stop next time. I'll just do one more and I'll stop next time. And I remember the first time I said that to myself, I was walking along and I was going to someone's house and I was thinking to myself, this is the last time. And it wasn't the last time. And it carried on for years and years and years and years. I don't want to talk too much about my using because it was quite horrific. And I don't think that that was the problem. The problem was me, that I didn't feel okay. I did a geographical. I came back to England about 6 years ago to put down the drugs, to study, to fix my life. And I saved up money and I came back here and I thought that I could leave the drugs behind. But it didn't work out like that. I managed to stay clean temporarily when I got here. And then I realized all I'd done was a geographical. I'd just like put myself on the other side of the world and I hadn't fixed the problem of it's not about moving for me, like, because I moved so many times in my using, and I thought that if I moved somewhere, I would get clean. I moved a lot of places, and I would always go somewhere, I'd get clean for a period of time, I'd, you know, go traveling, I'd stay clean for a month, and I'd be like, this is amazing. And then every time I went back to where I lived, I'd pick up the drugs again. So something was really wrong. And a poignant thing about my using, when I realized something was really wrong, I remember I was using in the Costa in Soho when it was still the Costa, and someone knocked on the door and I didn't say anything because I was busy trying to find a vein. And I just stayed really, really silent. And then he said, like, somebody in there has some serious problems, because I didn't say anything. And I was like, yeah, I do. You know, it's not okay. Like, it's not okay that that was what I was doing for years and years. So I knew I had a problem, and I wanted to stop. And so I tried to stop, and I came back to NA, and I came back to AA, and I kept trying to stop using drugs, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it in the rooms. I couldn't just stop using it. It didn't work for me like that. I accessed the drug services, and I got placed in a rehab, and that was amazing, and I thought that that was going to be the end for me, that I was going to stay clean forever. But that wasn't the end of my using. I got asked to leave the rehab because I drank alcohol. I drank a bottle of alcohol, a very small, tiny bottle, which did nothing. But I was trying to escape the way that I felt, because I just felt so shit inside. Not all of my using was terrible. Like, my life wasn't terrible. Like, the using was bad, but my life, like, in general, I had everything. I spent 6 years of my life working in entertainment as a dancer, and I had a lot of money, and I could go places, and I could travel, and I could do all these things, and I had all these amazing people around me. But yet, inside, I just felt so empty. And it didn't matter how much money I had, how many presents someone bought me, how many times I could go on holiday, how much freedom I had. Like, I had a lot of freedom, but it was never enough. It was never enough for me to just appreciate what I had. I just felt so empty. And one of my partners had said that to me, like, I give you everything and it's not enough for you. And that's just like the classic, for me, a classic addiction, because today I focus on, like, it's not about me trying to fix myself with somebody else or something else, or if I have this job, or if I can date this person, or if I have this money. Like, all of that stuff doesn't matter. Because if I don't fix what's wrong with me, then none of that makes a difference. So when I did finally get clean, I took myself to a Buddhist retreat. I was so desperate to stop using, and I couldn't access treatment anymore, and I couldn't get into a detox. So I found a Buddhist retreat up in Devon, and I went there for a week, and I basically detoxed off a script, and then I went there. And I came back to London. I'd only been away for a week, and as soon as I came back to London, my brain was just like, drugs, 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 drugs. So I got to the Soho 6 o'clock meeting, and I went home. And then the next day I got up, and I went to a meeting, and I went home, and I just carried on repeatedly doing that. And I felt like crap. Like, I really felt bad, because my life had gone from having everything to having, like, absolutely nothing. And I'm living in a tiny little box room of a building. And And I didn't have anyone. I don't have any family left anymore. I have a brother, but he's great. He's great now. But at the time, he wasn't able to be there for me because he could see me destroying myself, and it was painful, thank you, to watch for him. I lost both my parents to addiction. My mom passed away about 6 years ago as an alcoholic, and my dad passed away about 22 years ago now. So I was really on my own, but that made me think to myself that I have to do this. Like, if everyone else can do this, why can't I? Like, I can do this. So I did that repeatedly, and I didn't stop. I didn't stop coming back to meetings, and I didn't give up on myself. And the last time I used was Christmas Day 2014. And something in my brain just went, fuck it. And I went and used. And so Boxing Day 2014 was my clean day, and I haven't used since. I haven't used a drug or an alcohol or a drink since. It's just been the best gift that anyone could have ever given me, I think, because there was a point in my life where I thought that I was never going to get clean. In my brain, I thought I'm never going to get clean, but I didn't give up hope that I could get clean. So something about that was like, I don't think this is going to happen, but I'm just going to keep trying anyway because I want my life. I want my life today. And so since then, it's been like a real process of me trying to like find myself and figure out what I want from my life. And I spend time working as a nanny, which is like the nicest job because I kept thinking like, I'm giving all of this love to these kids that I didn't get as a kid. And for some reason, it meant a lot to me. Not that my parents weren't there for me or they couldn't, but they weren't there emotionally. Like they were emotionally void because they had their own problems. And I understand that today. And I forgive them for not being able to be there for me because they couldn't be there for themselves. So I don't blame them. But because of that, because of not having that, I think I was always trying to find like my place, and you know, it's been a lot of like grieving for my mom that was never there for me, and you know, like trying to heal myself, I suppose. Like I lost my mind on drugs. I literally went crazy. I wasn't the same person that I was, and you know, there was a point when I was trying to get clean that I thought that I was never going to return to sanity. That I was just gonna be mad forever. And that's a really scary place. I think my experience also is that no matter what has happened in my recovery, I've never had to pick up a drug again. I've never had to pick up a drink. My high power has been there for me. I took myself to the A&E mid last year because I had a horrible obsession to use, and I didn't know what to do. It just came over me. I was at college, and this horrible obsession to use came over me, and I didn't know what to do, so I took myself to the A&E. They put me in the psych ward for about 4 hours until the obsession went, and all of a sudden, my mind returned to normal. This is the damage that was done to me as I was using drugs, you know. But I've never had to use drugs since in my recovery. In one day, I got asked to leave the house I was living in that I was sharing with a friend because the landlord decided that she didn't want anyone living there. And the coffee shop that I was working in decided that they were going to fire me. So in one day, I lost where I was living and my job, and I didn't have to use. I didn't pick up drug. I found somewhere else to live, and I'm fine for money. Like, these things have happened in my recovery, and I don't have to use. And that's just my experience, is that once I put down the drugs and decided that I want my life, my higher power has always been there for me. Somebody has always been there for me. I can pick up the phone. I can get to a meeting. And I think that's my message, is that if you don't want to use drugs, you don't have to. And today I know that it's a choice. But back then I didn't think that it was a choice. I didn't think I had a choice whether I used drugs or not, because I felt that emptiness. And today I know that I don't have to use drugs. I can go to a meeting. Nothing about my life ever said, you know, if I don't know what I'm doing with myself at one particular time, I can go home, I can go to a meeting, I can call someone, I can eat something. That hungry, angry, lonely, tired, those are valid things for me. Like, I'm a person like everyone else, and And I really deserve the recovery I have because I know that I worked really hard for it, but I didn't do it on my own. I did it with the fellowship and I did it with everyone that supported me and never gave up on me. So it's really nice to be sitting here, and I hope somebody got something from that. And if you didn't, there's so many other meetings to go to. So thank you for listening. Aww.